Well, I'm not pleased with the win, but I meant with the loss we had. But no, it's just that's the good thing about a short week. You know, you lose and you got to get ready for the other game. So, you know, we just put that behind us. And, you know, it's more of a mental week. It's just such a short week and guys are, you know, still sore. And today's usually our day off. So I felt like we did a good job of coming in, you know, gathering a lot of information today. I mean, long meetings. And, you know, coaches haven't really been getting any sleep. And we've been on the go just trying to learn San Fran. Obviously, we know them, but, you know, I have a new defensive coordinator this year. So, you know, I felt like we just did a great job today just locking in and going out there and just doing what the coaches told us to do.
What sort of new things have you noticed from San Francisco's defense?
I mean, obviously, you know, their front seven are, you know, just big, big physical. You know, you got Buckner and what's the other, 99? Armstead. Just, I mean, they're not, you know, your average D lineman. You know, those guys are 6'7", you know, 270. So, you know, long arm guys, you know, have one of the best linebackers in the league back as Navarro and Ray beside him. Obviously, if Ruben, I don't know if he's playing or not, but, you know, they've been flying around to the ball this year. You could definitely tell that for sure. And, you know, they played Seattle pretty tough at Seattle, which is pretty damn hard to do. So, you know, and obviously we haven't beat them in the last three tries. So, you know, they're 0-2, and they're going to be looking for their first win, and we're going to be looking for our first road win and, you know, division win. So, you know, it's just something we got have to take care of for sure. Last year when we came up there, they stopped everything, you know. We didn't get it going. But, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, at the end of the day, everybody knows Aaron Rodgers or Matthew Stafford going to throw the ball 50 times. But can you stop them for throwing touchdowns? Everybody know Dallas going to run the ball, but can you stop them? So, at the end of the day, you know, they know what we're going to do. We know what they're going to do. It's about winning one-on-one matchups and just going out there and, you know, I whip your dude more than he does you. It was cool. Would have been better if, you know, it wasn't out there fumbling and I would have won. So, but no, it was cool, but it's a lot better when you win for sure. I don't know. I don't know why I do it. It just happens. I don't really plan on doing it. It just happens, and I guess I still got a little form left in me. Yeah, I mean, you know, just coach been doing a pretty good job. I mean, obviously last game, you know, we didn't do a pretty good job of, you know, stand on the field and try to get everybody in the rhythm. You know, that's the, you know, one thing. Don't really care about me if I'm in the rhythm. If we're all in the rhythm together, you know, whether that giving me the ball, then getting Cooper the ball, then getting Sammy the ball. So, you know, it's still early, but, you know, we've been improving, been able to put points up on the board. So, you know, that's the start from there. And, you know, we just got to take care of the little things, whether it's penalties and turnovers, you know, to stop hurting ourselves. I don't think more eyes can be on me than it already is. So, I mean, I would really know what to say about that. But, I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, coaches are going to do a good job of, you know, stopping the run. You know, if you can stop the run, then 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to win the game other than the turnover battle. So, you know, Coach McVay, he's been doing a great job of, you know, just finding different ways to give me the ball. So, you know, I'm just doing my job and, you know, trying to go out there and execute.
Today, a lot of guys breaking in those yellow shoes. Curious what you thought of the yellow gold rush, color rush, excuse me.
Oh, I love it. I mean, last year they cheated us on the color rush. So we actually got to go back to last time we wore those gold color rushes, it was a good night for us. So hopefully it can be another good one.
You say you love it. Why do you love it?
It's just something different. You know what I mean? Obviously just generic jerseys every game. For us anyway, because we wear the white jerseys every game now. So it's like we get to wear something different other than the, you know, the throwback colors. But it's just cool, man. You know, just seeing Detroit have it yesterday. And I mean, we just like it, you know, just bring a little more swag to the game.
Todd, I know we talked to you a lot second half of last year about them trying to develop you as a receiver out of the backfield. Obviously, we're asking you about it again. Is this step, you know, using you in a different way as a receiver out of the backfield than maybe you were last year? Is there anything new in terms of that role expanding for you?
No, you know, just, I mean, Coach McVay's philosophy is, you know, he doesn't care if it's me, you know, Higby, Tavon. You know, if you can do the route and you can prove that you can do it consistently or whatever that is, you know, he's going to find a way to get you the ball. And, you know, I felt like I did a pretty good job, you know, just this offseason of just, you know, buying in and, you know, trying to learn, you know, the receiver position or just the little things. Because, like I said, you know, if I can just play one-on-one with a guy instead of 11 guys trying to tackle me, then, you know, why wouldn't I do that? So, you know, I've just been trying to buy in with that and, you know, just do what the coaches tell me. Oh, yeah, it's cool. I mean, it's just like, you know, the week, you know, like, oh, you suck. And then, you know, they show that play 1,000 times. So when you finally do a good play like I did the other day, it makes you feel a lot better. So, you know, now I'm just been able to, I don't know how I did it. I just did it, man. But, you know, hopefully I can keep doing that or, you know, obviously they're probably going to be expecting that now. So I guess I got to come out with a new move now.